This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Casual Conversations, Episode 2. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with the most talented realtor out there and one of my good friends, Elena Sweetser, and we're here talking life and all things.
And Ryan has been looking forward to this episode for a long time. This is pretty much
I'm ready for this one. I might do more of the talking on this episode, so you guys out there, I apologize, but yes, absolutely.
So it's gonna be a good one, and so we're gonna get into it.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so today's episode, we're going to talk about Be the Buffalo.
Be the Buffalo.
Ryan has been saying this for over at least a couple years now, I want to say.
Buffalo has been a part of your life, your metaphor, part of your life for a long time. It has.
So do you want to explain it to everybody what it means?
Absolutely. You know, it's for me, it's something I heard probably 4 or 5 years ago. And when I heard it, I immediately just resonated with me because it's who I am as a person. I think it sums me up pretty closely. And, if, you know, for those that don't know about the story of the buffalo, it's the buffalo is the one animal, right? They talk about when the storms are coming, when life gets hard, when there's challenges, most animals, their instincts, and I think us humans are the same way, is we typically try to run away from those problems. We try to, we feel like by running away from them, not facing them head on, they're going to magically go away.
Yeah.
And I've just never been that way. And, you know, when you hear the story about the buffalo, and the buffalo is the one animal that charges the storm. Thunderstorms, you know, blizzards, just get it over with, right? Turn the page. How do we get past this? Is exactly. And how do you get past it as fast as possible? And when I heard that story, like I said, in my office now, I've got the big picture of the buffalo just covered in snow where he's charging the blizzard. And, you know, they're not afraid of it. And
did you buy that one from Etsy?
I did. Absolutely. And people will come in my office all the time. They love the picture because the buffalo is just completely covered in snow and he's just charging it. And it's who I am.
You started a trend though, because I've noticed since you've been talking about the buffalo, it's been more talked about and used in a motivational way. Right. Like I just got back from real estate conference, Tom Ferry.
Talk about that.
And I walked in and it was all about charging the storm buffalo. And I literally texted Ryan the second I walked in their picture of the buffalo. Yeah. I'm like, you should be here. And you want to be a realtor, right?
I don't know that I have. I don't know if I can be a real estate agent, but and you look at what you're doing now with Keen. I think they even had a book. They made like a children's.
Oh yeah, I learned there. Book. Somebody, I forgot his name. Sorry, but they wrote a book to teach children about being the buffalo. Yeah. But honestly, Tom Ferry said this, and I was like, that's so right. It's either you can be the buffalo or you can be the coward. And we can talk about that in this episode. You want to either run from your problems or you want to charge it and get through it.
And I'm telling you guys, the faster you do it, the better off you're going to be. And like I said, some of these things that we talk about come naturally and, and some things don't. And that's one of the things that I've been fortunate enough to always have it in my makeup. You know, faith, you know, being, and I'm never afraid of adversity. I'm not afraid of failure. Those are things that a lot of people are. And I can tell you just from my personal life, and we'll get into some stories today. So, I mean, multiple, you know, when it comes to business, life, you know, our marriage, you know, one, you know, is just marrying interracially, right? You know, my wife is mixed and we have mixed kids and
beautiful children.
Thank you. Thank God they look like their mom. My goodness gracious.
For real.
100%. Yeah, they have a chance now. They have
a little bit of your personality.
Yeah, they have a chance now. But no, and you look at that was a storm, right? It was, but she was worth it, and hopefully I was worth it to her.
And tell them how long you guys gonna be married?
Almost 20 years.
I mean, that's another reason we want to do the podcast, right? Because I'm year 7, you're 20,
and I love her more today than I did 20 years ago. Yeah. And that's the absolute truth. Yeah. So, having that right partner we talked about, but that was a challenge. Yeah. Cause we were in our 20s and you don't know how people are going to perceive that. And people are going to perceive it a certain way, and it's just human nature. But my wife and I it was one of those things where we loved each other and we were going to push through it no matter what. And the opinions of other people had no factor on our decisions, and they still don't.
Yeah.
And, that was one thing, but the biggest story was a couple of years ago, and this is a personal insight on me, was I was burned pretty bad. I almost lost my life a couple of years ago, and thankfully I had friends that were with me. They got me out of that situation, but I was burned pretty badly. And when I got to the hospital, they had told me that I was going to be there, in the hospital for probably at least 90 days. Mm-hmm. And this was in Galveston. So this is 5 hours from where I live. I am the one that makes the, I support the family financially. Mm-hmm. My wife is a stay-at-home mom, which, does everything else for this household.
Yeah, but she's the engine.
She's the heartbeat for sure.
Yeah.
And I have the easy job, which is just work, right? Yeah. But, getting through that aspect of it, getting through that with her.
Yeah.
By my side.
I remember we came to visit you and bring you dinner, and he's trying to get up and walk around. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, I got to get back to it.
I got to get back to it.
And that shows your character, who you are.
Well, the doctors released me on the fifth day.
Yeah.
And they thought it was crazy because, for me, I had gotten injured, you're put on the stretcher.
Yeah.
You're then moved to another bed. They wheel you in the hospital. So I'd been on my back for a few hours.
Bandages everywhere.
Oh my gosh. I'm all bandaged up. And you go through it, we may talk about another episode, but it's a horrible experience.
Yeah.
And but it's made me look at things a lot differently. So again, you look at these experiences, and I can play the victim, and I can say this happened to me, or what did I gather from it. But one of the biggest things I could say about my own character was that night, the very first night, I refused to take the wheelchair to my room. And the doctors are like, kept advising me, let us wheel you to your room, and I refused it.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to walk. I'm going to make sure I can. And you got to remember, this my whole left leg is burned. It's gone, right? So to be able to put pressure on my feet and walk, and I just knew that's me, right? It's something that's going to.
You weren't going to let it define you.
No, and I was going to show everybody. You got to push through it.
Yeah.
And most
and
people.
What month did that happen in?
That was February of 2022.
Okay. And we went on a vacation, a friend vacation in March. Was it not March?
We did. It was March.
Yeah. And I remember you saying, you're like, I'm not going to make this take away from my family's vacation.
That's it.
And he was pushing through it. And we went on vacation. You had to wear a little bit more sunblock and a little bit more layers. But we had a great time.
It wasn't pretty. But I wasn't, and my family would have easily canceled it. But for me, it was more about showing my kids.
Yeah.
It's showing my kids, like, look at what your dad just went through.
Yeah.
And a few weeks later, when I was supposed to still be in the hospital, a few weeks later, we're on a vacation. I'm all bandaged up, and I didn't get to enjoy.
Make sure you were in the shade.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of shade,
Ryan,
guys.
Too much sun. Get back in.
Yeah, a lot of shade. But that was one of those things, an example. I think that when I say be the buffalo, charge the storm, turn the page, and deal with it quickly, and you're gonna find that. You're going to get to where you want to get so much quicker when
that's
you just embrace
thing.
It.
I'm the type, I'm like, rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And for me, I think about the first thing that pops in my mind is the year 2020. Pandemic happened. I had a pandemic baby. I had a COVID baby.
Oh, yeah.
It was born at the end of
COVID. I forgot about that.
I'm in real estate. So for half that year, it was kind of like, what's happening?
Right.
And then it exploded. And, being in real estate, I don't get maternity leave. I don't have somebody run my business if I'm gone, right? So I remember thinking, and I had just brought on a buyer's agent, and I remember thinking, I have no other choice. Mm-hmm. I have no other choice. And I pushed through it in 2021, 2022, like 2023 too, my years just started getting better.
And what do you realize, right? You look at it as, okay, you didn't let that hard time define you.
Yeah.
You pivoted.
Yeah.
And you're, and Cole pivoted, and you guys had to figure out, okay, and you're still here.
Yeah.
And you're flourishing. And you didn't think, if you look back at it, did you really lose anything?
Yeah.
You really didn't.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that these things take forever to get over. And when you really look back at it, you realize, even that, my situation, right? When I look back at it, it was a difficult time. It was a challenging time, but it really went by pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I think people overall, they look at a year or 2 years or 5 years and they think it's just all the time in the world. And it's really not.
And I think that touches on one of the subjects we want to talk about, is doing it alone or doing it together in your marriage, or doing it with, if you're not married, doing it with supportive people.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do it alone? And when do you realize that you can't do it alone and you need the support? Like, Allison was amazing support for you. Your friends were amazing support for
you.
And I'm sure that was a lot of help to helping you push through that.
Oh my goodness. The willpower had to be there.
Yeah.
Right. But you look at anything that you need that you're having, like, you know, we'll get into it later on in this episode as well. It's just the challenging we're facing right now in business.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I tell people all the time, like, Allison is my biggest blessing by far. And I got very fortunate, and most people aren't that fortunate. So it's easier for me to talk about these things, but I try to really look at other people's perspective and realize, you know what? A lot of people don't have that companion, that true companion in life. And oh my goodness, I mean, you talk about the things I told her, you know, before, and you know, our marriage got a lot stronger through that process, right? You're humbled in that situation, and you know, keeping the kids together and trying to keep the household together, and me not being able to work for several weeks, at least, you know, from my home, you know, I got basically two fingers and I'm trying to text and do voice calls, you know.
What did you do with Kia? So my kid at the age was doing the sign. Remember?
Yeah, for more food.
He had his bandages where his hands were like this, and for kids, they do more. So they sent us a video of, like, you were getting food, and you're like,
well, my wife had to feed me. My wife had to feed me like I was a 2-year-old.
But you made the best of it.
We made a joke. Yeah. We joked about it, and you know, one of the doctors had told me, he's like, you know what? He goes, I knew you were going to be good the very first night when you walked out of the room on your own, because you were taking responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't ever pass the blame on other people. I believe that's completely counterproductive.
Yeah.
I think, and I want my kids to see that too. I tell my kids all the time, you're going to mess up. I want you to. That's how you learn. They're life's greatest teachers is mistakes.
So when did you start teaching your kids that?
As far back as I can remember. I mean, as soon as they were able to understand what I was saying, and I'm like, you know, if my kids made a mistake, if they broke a glass, if they knocked, like, guys, you know what? I messed up. It's okay. Let's
family. Let's get through it together.
100%.
You know, and that's the thing. I don't know about you, but I think you can start teaching your kids as long as they can understand things. If they're speaking, start teaching it to them.
When did you start teaching?
My son's three. My son's three, and he doesn't say the terms "I can't" in our household. I get on him every time since I can't. And the first thing I think about is when he started jiu-jitsu and he was struggling doing a cartwheel, right? He's three. He physically can't do it. But I said, we can try and work together. And I remember he came off the mat. He's like, I can't do it. I said, don't say I can't. Just say I need help. Go ask help from someone. Can you teach me? Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. It was last week. He did his first version of his cartwheel. And he goes, look at this.
How amazing is that?
Right?
And think about how he's feeling by the time he accomplished it, right? So at 3 years old, what do you think that feeling in your son is that he accomplished
his whole face lights up?
Oh my goodness.
I can do this. And just the other day, yesterday, he was trying to get his dress by himself. He says, I can't. And I said, what? He goes, I can. And he did it. He put a shirt on by himself.
Uh-huh.
So just start training your kids earlier to just program their brains.
Yeah. And, you know, what most people want to do is they want to quit before they even try.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we're all guilty of that. Yeah. I've done that too. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to start something and I didn't finish it, or it got too challenging, or it got too tough. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's just not for me.
But then you need to go and look for outside help.
You do.
That's the thing a lot of people don't want to do. Is be vulnerable enough to ask for help.
Yes. And I, you know, my
learn
wife
from
I,
those who you want to learn from.
Yeah. And it could be anybody. It could be a best friend. It could be your parent. It could be your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It could be someone that's a colleague that no one else knows, right? Where you just say, you know what? I've seen you've done this, whether it be, you know, their weight, you know, maybe they're in shape, they love to work out, or they're just a really good business professional, or they're whatever they're good at.
No shame in my game. I go to therapy. I have a life. He's called a life coach, mm-hmm. and he's taught me a lot on how to think and reprogram my brain.
Yeah,
because you know me, I'm very driven like you. I'm very competitive. And with that sometimes comes competition and comparison.
Yeah, but you're that's something that you struggle with, right? Yeah. You're always worrying. You're always thinking that you're not
doing enough.
You're not doing enough.
Yeah.
And when you look back and again, you let comparison eat at you, a lot of times you'll make those comments. You know, like I said, she's a realtor in her real life, a full-time job. And she does a fantastic job, and she's always thinking to herself that she's not doing good enough or she's not doing enough. And then I sent you a clip the other day.
Yeah.
47% of realtors across the United States never even didn't sell a house in 2023. Right.
And what did I say back immediately? Well, I'm not at where I'm normally at. And you're like, what up?
Yeah. But that's just
but
us.
I mean, now my quarter four is going to be pretty banging. So I'm excited for that.
But you're driven. And, and like I said, it's, what advice would you give those that are maybe afraid to charge the storm? Most people are afraid to face these challenges head on. They're hoping they'll just kind of just magically disappear. Yeah. What's the advice you'd give
somebody? I would say from my personal experience, when I started going through challenges, because I'm stubborn and I don't like to people see my vulnerable side.
Stubborn?
Don't. Goodness. I mean, Cole would say she's not stubborn at all, you know. That's my middle name. But I'm vulnerable, as in I don't want people to see my weakness, right? But sometimes our weaknesses inspire others, and I learned that after going to therapy. So that was my first step, is I went to therapy and I learned more about myself, my own strengths, my own weaknesses, how to persevere through those weaknesses. And I would say, if you're really struggling and you don't have that surrounding of support that you feel like you need to get started, start with therapy, in my opinion. Learn more about yourself. Remember, it's you want better, you got to be better. And so that's where I would start. But if also you got to know what your surroundings are. If you don't have people that are supporting you and to push you through that storm, you're never going to get through it. They're going to say, come on, let's just go this way, back to where the sun's already at.
Well, it's easy, right? And it's and misery loves company. Mm-hmm. And it's, we talked about this on the last episode. I think you touched base on it. And, I'm sure we'll touch base on it a lot more. Who you surround yourself with
is,
oh my goodness gracious. And again, time, guys, is the most valuable asset we have. And you look at your life and you feel like you have all the time in the world, and you don't. Tomorrow's not promised.
I feel I just had Cannon. Now he's going to be four.
Yeah. And you're talking about baby number two.
Kids are going to go to college in a blink of eye. Sorry, but it's true.
Well, only one of them so far. Yeah. I got to pick my favorite one. I can't afford both. College is pretty expensive.
No. So we need you to subscribe to this podcast.
Yeah, 100%. As of right now, it's Addison. I'm looking forward to Addison. She's my favorite right now. Yeah. Just kidding. I love my son.
And tomorrow it'll be Dylan.
Yeah, exactly. Addison will drive me crazy today. And Dylan gets college now. Yeah.
We can't wait to talk about an episode about our kids. Parenting today's world. It's fun.
But it's like my daughter right now trying to land. She's trying to, she's in cheer. My daughter's a huge cheerleader. She does a fantastic job. I'm biased, of course, because she's my daughter. And she's so good at it, and passionate about it. But she's struggling to get her back handspring.
Yeah.
And she's been working on it for months and months and months.
And when it hits.
Oh, my goodness. And
it's worth it.
And that's it.
I mean, have you ever exercised, not want to do it, or the cold plunge? He's a big cold plunger.
Yeah.
And then after you do it, how good do you feel?
Oh my gosh, it's game changer. And I hate it every day.
That's the feeling you got to focus on,
that's
right?
That's it. And
what's got to push you through it every time.
Well, what people don't realize is that the one thing that we absolutely have control over is our mind.
That's one thing nobody can take from
you. No one can. It's the one thing that we have going for us. It's the one thing that we can control, and very few people actually follow through with that and actually push themselves to change. And they're hard, right? Like, when you talk about, it's changing your surroundings, that might mean you got to cut
some friends
some friends out of your life. You may have to, look at people and just say, look, you were here for a chapter of my life.
Yeah.
I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah.
I had great memories and great times with you.
Yeah.
But for me to grow as the kind of person that I want to be, I can't do that.
Come with me, but it's not.
Yes.
I've got to move on.
Yes, exactly.
And it's
right.
hard. It's not. I mean, I personally went through it. It's not easy.
It's hard.
It's not an easy thing.
Well, especially when you've got other friends that are associated with some of those friends, right? And Allison and I had to make those calls. And we just decided, a long time ago that this is the life we want to live.
Yeah.
This is the path that we feel is the best for our family, that we feel is the best for our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that took precedence over everything else. And again, it doesn't mean that those people didn't have a great impact on us, because they did.
They're a part of our story.
They're part of our story, and maybe part of, hey, well, the path I didn't want to go.
Maybe that'd be an episode we could talk about, the resentment that comes with cutting ties with certain people, mm-hmm. you know, because you think I've invested, personally for me, invested so much time into this relationship and then it ended this way. And then for a while you carry this resentment, but those are part, that's a part of your story.
But when you look at exactly, what did you learn from that?
Yeah.
Right. You learned what I don't want
to
do. Yeah. I didn't. So when we talk about
how failure, to read people better.
That's, yeah. Or how to read the situation.
Yeah.
But now look at it today, like this, those things that are today. And I, my wife and I are the same way, is now we can make those decisions quicker.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, we can cut ties quicker and say, hey, these are the people that, yeah, whether fun or whatever it may be, yeah. but this is not the kind of people that we want to be around. And boom, you pivot yeah. quickly and
yeah.
and you, there's no shame in it because you've already yeah. done it. You've already overcome yeah. that first time doing it. So
I agree.
Yeah.
So what if we come across another storm, or will storms ever happen? Will more storms come our way?
They happen every day.
I mean, look at the world we live in, the year. There's multiple storms throughout the year, right? Mm-hmm. It's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would be your mindset to get you through every storm that comes your way then?
So I'll share a personal one with you guys from, mm-hmm. from this year, right? You know, we came off of 21-22 in my industry, and I think I mentioned it the last episode. You know, I'm in the lumber business, mm-hmm. and that's tied to the construction industry. And everyone knows in today's environment, you as a realtor as well, the interest rates, you know, consumer confidence is down. People don't want to spend money. People are scared to spend money. Mm-hmm. People don't know what's going to happen. It's an election year on top of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just lost my largest customer. And it was from no fault of my own. It was nothing that we did wrong. They just decided they were going to close their doors, and it's all economy driven.
Yeah.
And I remember how it hit me, and I remember telling my boss how much further I feel like I came just in business was, you know, 10 years ago, Ryan, mm-hmm. I would have let that define me.
Oh,
I would have,
yeah.
I would have,
that's where I'm at in my life.
Yeah. I would have come home. I would have been like, the world is crumbling. Mm-hmm. What is going to happen? Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to get fired? What, you know, what is going to happen? And I remember I was upset for about a minute. And then I started really recognizing, I said, okay, I've got a group of people that work for me. This is one big customer. Yes, it's a hit. Yes, it's a setback. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a storm.
Mm-hmm.
But how much energy do I spend on that customer?
Mm-hmm.
And that customer consumed a lot of my time and a lot of my energy. And the first thing that popped in my head after, of course, being blindsided by them going out of business was, let me put that same energy, that same time that I put into that one customer, mm-hmm. let me put that same time into my 10 guys that work for me and give them that knowledge, give them that guidance, show them that I, how I overcame it, mm-hmm. right?
Reinvest it.
Yeah, and then reinvest it in them and see that it didn't define me. Mm-hmm. See that I could take a huge hit like that mm-hmm. and keep moving forward.
And also, and this is another episode, like I said, we're gonna have so many topics, but where you have to trust God and his plan, right? That door was closed for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say, okay, God, so I will go through this then.
Absolutely.
Because he's got bigger and better plans for you.
And faith is a huge, you know that about me. Faith is it would drive my faith and family is what drives me, 99.999% of my everyday life. So, and you know, I'm a big believer in that. I believe again, my situation from a couple years ago, that should tell you something right there. There's someone upstairs looking over us and, and I've been blessed more than I deserve in multiple situations, mm-hmm. that being a big one. And, like I said, it's charging the storm is so critical to the overall development. And if you truly want to be better in life, mm-hmm. if you want a better situation, if you want a better career, if mm-hmm. you want to be a better father, a better wife, a better mother,
friend.
A better friend. Yeah, absolutely.
Sister, whatever.
Look at yourself in the mirror. Self-reflection. And we'll talk about that as well. Because mm-hmm. self-reflection is something that's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
And you're going to find that my opinion, my perspective mm-hmm. is that your life is going to change so dramatically mm-hmm. when you start looking at things that way.
And trust the process.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have anybody that you feel is there to trust the process with you, I mean, if you know us personally, we will be those people for you.
Absolutely. We're here for you.
We generally want the best for everybody.
Email us, text us, you know, reach out to us. If there's things you want to mention here.
Or if there's books you need to read that you don't know what, well, we can recommend podcasts, books, all these things.
Yeah. I get motivated by tons of people and they push me through my day every day
Absolutely.
As well.
So that is a wrap for today. I think we are 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
And so, like I said, we try to bring a bit of value into every episode for you guys. So
Be the Buffalo, guys.
Be the Buffalo. Charge a storm.
And we can't do this without your support. We appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to this. And again, if we connect with you, if you feel like this podcast is for you and the things that we talk about are actually going to help you be help you out and help your life or your friend or someone that you know,
yeah,
please share it with your friends and family. Follow us on social media.
We'll catch you on the next episode.